Why don't you kind of tell us what happened last night as far as the vote to take down the Christopher Columbus statue?
So the board reviewed several options that were developed by an ad hoc group of community members. There were options ranging from leave the statue where it was all the way through to removing the statue, the pedestal, returning the area to green space in the park. After a really valuable discussion, I think the board looked at lots of different perspectives. The vote was to remove the statue, remove the pedestal, and return the area to green space. As in all of our parks, there's always the option to eventually consider other artwork or another amenity in that space. But for now, the process will be to remove the statue and the pedestal and work to make that just open green space.
And what was the issue brought up in the town hall meetings mostly? What was that issue of taking it down?
Sure. So there are a lot of really strong opinions about Christopher Columbus, certainly what his role was, how he treated people. There are lots of people in our community who honor him for sort of that perspective, I guess, that we all had in elementary school, right? The 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue and celebrate his work as an explorer. There are others who certainly looked at the history and his own accounts of how he treated Native Americans and others. And given the really important conversations that are happening in our state and nation and in our community right now about diversity and equity and inclusion, the board felt very strongly that it was important that we didn't perpetuate anything in our parks that would be deemed unwelcoming by some part of our community. And so given the disparity in opinions right now, the emotion tied to the issue right now, they felt it was important that they take action and remove the statue. So this has been a long process for us. We have taken really a couple of months to make sure that we engage the community both online, through a comment form on our website, through email interaction, through a public virtual town hall meeting that we had. And so this process has been as open and transparent and inclusive as we can really facilitate at this point, given COVID and everything else. And so we're really proud of our efforts to make sure that all perspectives were honored and valued in this process. And ultimately, the board felt that the issues surrounding just the unwelcomingness, I guess if that's a word, of having the Columbus statue remain in Bradley Park outweighed any other concerns, and they gave us the directive to have the statue removed.
Was there any talk about if this statue, is being taken down, about other statues being taken down as well?
So one of our trustees did certainly raise that concern, and that's something that I think we will handle on a case-by-case basis. Really, we spend the bulk of our time as a park district and with our board of trustees thinking about things that we add to parks, not things that we take out of parks. So this is a process that was new to us, but certainly as we continue those conversations, I think we will have to figure out that process if there are concerns raised about other statues in our parks. At this point, that there has not been other issues raised, but certainly we would commit to following an appropriate process to make those determinations and vet any concerns that are raised, just as we do with any issue that is raised by the public when it comes to the operation of the park district. We would handle that with the same amount of gravity and concern that we do anytime someone raises issue with something that the park district is doing.
I do know with COVID and the economy being what it is, there was discussion about the cost of either leaving the statue where it is or removing it. What are you guys looking at as far as how much it will cost to remove it?
So we anticipate right now that it will cost us probably $15,000 to $20,000 to remove the statue, take out the pedestal, which is a concrete pedestal, grade the area, put put seed in to return it all to green space. That will happen over time. We're going to do as much of that work with our in-house staff as possible to keep costs down. We're going to find a way to do it right. That's the direction that we were given, and certainly we have some flexibility with some of our funding sources to allow for that sort of project, and so we will reprioritize to make sure that this is handled quickly. We certainly, with the resolution last night, want to make sure that we honor the board's directive as quickly as possible and that we take the statue down really to protect the statue and also to bring resolution and closure to this issue. So we will work hopefully in the next week to get the statue down. It will take us longer probably to get the pedestal down. In reality, it will be probably spring before the entire project is done, just because of planting grass seed and those final steps. But it is something that we do want to make sure that we achieve closure as soon as possible.
That statue has been in Bradley Park since the 40s. There's been talk of maybe it would go somewhere else. Is there any discussion on that?
So right now, our first priority is to get the statue safely down and get it stored. We will talk to the board about other options if there are other entities that would be interested in it. Certainly from an artistic standpoint, it has a historical value that is unique, and we certainly want to honor that. Our intent is not to, melt him down or whatever you might do to a statue made from that medium. We would love to find a safe place for him that is not stored in a barn somewhere. For now, we will store him safely until we figure out next steps. I think it's interesting right now, right? I'm not exactly sure what the right location for something like that would be, but as stewards of a public resource like that, our charge is to certainly not just destroy it, but to be careful with the asset, store it until we figure out what the best long-term resolution is for the statue and where it should go.